This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Cindy Small is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. A native of New Orleans, she now lives in Alabama, but remembers in great detail Sunday visits to her grandmother's house, known by all as Little Vienna.
Our weekly Sunday ritual to my Viennese grandmother's house always included a stop at Colette's French pastry shop. I knew the drill. 6 mocha tarts, 6 rum cakes, 6 whipped cream eclairs, and a Zacca torta. Then on to the small, red and white brick, World War II home in the suburbs of New Orleans, landscaped with an askew Viennese twist. As we drove up the long driveway, we passed rows of faded plastic pink roses Grandma had forced into the dirt. My grandma's black thumb had planted these, and she was also responsible for tiny faded red plastic roses inside her window boxes. I seem to remember her watering them with bleach. For Grandma, plastic was forever. Leading the family inside, I walked past rows and rows of narrow, thick plastic sheeting that covered everything as far as the eye could see. This sheeting on the floor protected the faded pink shag carpet and covered all furniture. Due to all the plastic, and because Grandma believed air conditioning caused pneumonia, it was hot as hell inside Grandma's house. My family felt this little house was a castle in Vienna. I named the steamy kitchen Blistering Wiener Schnitzel World. Gallons of Crisco sizzled in frying pans while Grandma hammered veal cutlets until you could see rays of sunlight shining through them. My job was to get all the schnitzel cutlets to the finish line, place them, one by one, on each seated family member's plate. One might think of a Viennese Sunday meal as an event set in a summer garden with soft music, flickering candles, fresh flowers. Not this family. While opera blared from the stereo, all of us sat on stiff plastic-covered dining room chairs that stuck to the back of our legs. Mother and Grandma wore tightly corseted sequin dresses outlined with fruits and grand mirabeau-lined hats. Sunday get-togethers were endurance contests for everyone. Who else would be willing to hunch down and sit in the chair directly under a huge crystal chandelier barely hanging from a 7-foot ceiling? How many sugar cubes could a human plop into a demitasse coffee cup? And during summer months, who possessed the most stamina for eating hotter than sizzling schnitzels in the sweltering heat? Could it be that the Zacca torta made these people crazy? Were there laws pertaining to the delinquency of senior citizens? This line of thinking was so damn tempting. So after we'd finished our Sunday supper, sitting on the uncomfortable living room furniture, and after a full day of our family being together in one house, everyone was exhausted. Mother, Grandpa, Grandma, and I piled into my mother's pink Cadillac. Everyone else got in their cars. As we drove down the driveway, past the rusted wrought iron fence adorned with leaves and grapes surrounding Grandma's little Vienna, I watched the plastic roses that Grandma stuck in the dirt in her front yard become smaller and smaller. We had endured one more Sunday afternoon. Just my luck.
Cindy Small decided years ago that her family felt privileged due to better pastry, prettier music, and Wiener Schnitzel, of course. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.